A hospital that provides a safety net for many poor patients is facing a critical deadline. Atlanta's Grady Memorial Hospital is loaded with debt, and as part of a plan to save it, the current Board of Trustees agreed to resign. But for that to happen, Grady Memorial needs to have raised $500 million from public and private sources by the end of the year. Odette Youssef reports from member station WABE in Atlanta.
It's a Thursday night, and Grady's bursting at the seams. All the beds are full, and hallways are lined with stretchers carrying the injured. Still, an ambulance is on its way with another patient. It's a middle-aged woman seriously injured in a head-on car crash. Medical staff scramble to clear room for her. When she arrives, she's rolled straight into Grady's trauma bay. A dozen doctors and nurses swarm around her.
We're untouching.
Three other hospitals were too full to take this patient. Grady's full, too, but they had to make room. Chad Hewitt is the attending physician.
I don't ask. I just take the patients when they come. I don't have a choice. They all come here, and we take them.
Grady's mission is to make room. Since opening in 1892, it's taken everyone, Atlanta's poorest and sickest patients. It sees more than 1 million patients a year. And when any of Metro Atlanta's 4.5 million residents are critically shot or injured, Grady is the only hospital in the area that has the level of care they need. If Grady were to close...
I can't imagine it happening.
That's Larry Gage, president of the National Association of Public Hospitals.
It would be a catastrophe for the rest of the healthcare system.
He says that Grady's ills are common among major safety net hospitals. He's seen them at Boston City Hospital, Jackson Memorial in Miami, and currently Cook County Hospital in Chicago.
These hospitals have all gone through crises where they have had trouble generating revenues to pay for increased numbers of uninsured and the costly tertiary services like trauma care and burn care that nobody really wants to fully pay for at a time when they're losing their privately insured patients to a much more aggressive and more competitive private sector.
Gage says that ultimately, these hospitals are only saved by money. Local business leader Pete Carell agrees, but says Grady will only get money if it changes its management.
The additional funders, the state, the philanthropic community, said we are not going to fund unless you change the governance structure.
Carell has secured promises from the philanthropic community for $200 million, possibly $300 million, but the state and county governments haven't fully committed to increased support. Dr. John Maupin, president of the Morehouse School of Medicine, says that medical residents will be deciding in the next few weeks where they'll go.
They need to hear something very positive, that this hospital will not only just be here, but it will begin to make the appropriate improvements and begin to advance.
Between the Morehouse School of Medicine and Emory University's medical school, more than 400 residents train at Grady. Maupin says Grady's outcome will affect Georgia's supply of doctors.
Where you do your residency has a lot to do with where you practice medicine eventually, which means that we would have dramatic decline in the number of physicians who would train here and would probably stay here.
If Grady succeeds in getting funding, the new board of directors will have to adjust services to attract more paying patients. For NPR News, I'm Odette Youssef in Atlanta.